Welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. Pastor Joe Patterson, along with my friend, Pastor Christy Allen.
Hello, hello. Here we are.
And we are continuing our dialogue, conversation about an ancient promise, an ancient connection that we have with our Savior Jesus through the Lord's Prayer. And so we invite you today to this conversation and join us in our exploration of kind of the nuts and bolts of this prayer and how the potential of meaning it has for us as followers of Jesus.
Yes, and I'm excited about this this topic because I think all of us have had experience with the Lord's Prayer. All of us have heard it. We've participated in it in worship. We pray it individually, yep. And so to be able to talk about this in a different way, and for to give us maybe some deeper insight and ways we can engage God in this prayer, and maybe learn more about what God is doing and how we are to be participating in praying this prayer. What it means, I'm excited to have a little more conversation about that. So,
well, yeah, we talked about how really it's important for us to. When we have, life is going on all around us. Life is going on in our households and in our marriages and in our friendships and our relationships. And we really need powerful times of remembering in our life. Remembering what we're all about. Mm. Remembering where we come from. Remembering what we're connected to.
Right, yes.
And so when we, at times, don't get that, we run the risk of losing the power of meaning when it comes to Scripture, when it comes to who we are. We lose sight of who we are. We lose sight of our identity. We lose sight of, you know, that slow fade. We fade away from that. Mm-hmm. And so part of this of understanding and recapturing meaning of this prayer encourages us to kind of understand a need for remembering in our life, mm-hmm. of reconnecting and constantly reminding us of the story that we're a part of, the story that we have always been a part of and always will be a part of.
A regrounding.
Yes.
And as you were saying that, I was thinking about even where this prayer appears in Scripture, and the disciples are asking Jesus, teach us to pray then. And that just occurred to me that part of that is Jesus saying, remember who you are, yes. and what you're about. Yep. You know, that's what prayer is, our way of connecting to God, yes. our way of doing that, remembering who we are in Him, what it is He has for us to do, the fact that He's got us, that we can trust Him, that He's faithful, you know, remembering all of those things, yes. His promises, all of those things. So I had really not thought of that before when you were talking about that and how like Jesus that is.
Yes.
Well, let me help you out.
Yeah.
It's really about our relationship. It's really about you and me staying in close relationship, yes. and remembering who and whose you are. And as humans, isn't that our greatest desire always is, who am I? What is my purpose? You know, what is this all about? And so here we have this grounding, right. in this prayer that exactly does that. And I love that you said it that way, because that brought meaning to me in thinking about how it even originally appeared when he was talking to them, and how that still speaks to us today.
Right.
That if we too engage this prayer with that thought in mind, how powerful that is.
You know, you and I, Christy, we kind of get a gift, maybe an insider look sometimes of what God's movement is all about, just being in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have really powerful, inspired movements of the Holy Spirit in a faith community,
right?
And you're on staff at that faith community, you're bound to see God's kingdom kind of busting out in front of you, you know, all around you, and you get encouragement from that.
Sure.
But honestly, you know, outside of ministry, just the messages that are all around us, I mean, I think we recognize that at times it's hard to see it. It's hard to see that that's what's going on in our midst. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking earlier about how through this prayer, really, Jesus really offers this kind of instruction of how to assure that we don't miss that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We don't miss that. You know, right behind your kingdom come, it's your will be done. And your will be done is God's fervent, relentless pursuit of closeness with us. Mm-hmm. That is his will. He wants us by his side.
Yeah.
He wants time with us. He wants us to seek him out. He wants moments with each of us, with each of his creation. Mm-hmm. And when he has moments like that, then seeing the activity of God's kingdom on earth is not as challenging.
Yeah, it makes it easier when you're close to God. And I think all of you who are listening, and we were talking about this earlier, when you have those moments of closeness, it becomes very clear.
Yes.
And I was thinking about in difficult times, often in the midst of it, and just in our mundane workday world. I mean, all of us are just trying to get through the day. I mean, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. No matter what walk of life you're living, that's all we're trying to do. But when you look back on that hard time, you're like, you see God all over the place, mm-hmm. you know, like you were there, you know, you did do these things. And so, or other times of closeness, maybe a worshipful moment, yes. or a service moment, or whatever that moment might be, or just in your own prayer time or your own children, or, you know, or whatever that close moment was where you see God's blessing and God's grace and love for you. It's easy to see and you go, oh, that's what this is all about. But we forget, and we see in scripture over and over, remember, remember, remember. And here's Jesus yet again, giving us a way to not only remember, but like you said, to draw close, and then that closeness brings the clarity, the God glasses, so to speak, to where you see the marks of his movement, and to remind us that he's moving all the time. I think we forget that. We talked about that earlier too, how the kingdom is active and it's here,
yes.
whether we're aware of it or not, yes. you know, and I think if we thought of that more, we'd get excited all over again. Right. Like, well, I want to do more. I want to, what else is going to happen? You know, we get excited to see what God's going to do next.
We get, I think, another thing we were kind of exploring earlier is this idea that, maybe our first, gut reaction or response to heaven is that it's distant, or it's a destination, or mm-hmm. it's a landing spot, and we don't see much activity or movement
right.
in that. And so for some of us, it's very challenging to imagine what the properties or the characteristics of heaven might look mm-hmm. like here on earth.
Right, right.
When that's something that's so distant to us and a part of life beyond this place that we
sure.
call where we're at presently.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that? I mean, why do we have, let's talk about that for a second. Why do we feel like we have such a hard time with that shift or managing that as human beings? It seems like is it because we see so much hurt around us? Is it because we see so much brokenness around us? Is it, and we don't aspire, we don't think that that's a part of heaven?
Mm. I think it's, we can't imagine, well, one, I don't think we have a clear picture of what heaven looks like.
That's a great point.
And what images we do have, we've made up,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So we struggle with that, I think, is the first thing. And then we were talking about how we think of it as a destination or
yes.
or something else otherworldly. Well, you can't imagine anything different than what we experience here,
right.
which is messed up and broken. So it's hard for us to imagine that perfection. And I also think we think of it as when we get there, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, we think of, oh, okay, the battle is over, the struggle is over. And so to think of the kingdom here as active, you know, in heaven being the kingdom and coming here, I think we struggle with, well, what is that activity?
Heaven's viewed as for so many, and I know we've heard this, it's a reward.
Sure.
You know, and it should be.
And well, yeah.
It should be, but is it reasonable to believe that his movements here on earth could be less rewarding than what we could experience in heaven?
And I think that's the key. When you dial it back and kind of what we were saying earlier about you see it more clearly when you're close to God, I think we get these glimpses of heaven, these glimpses of the kingdom, and really dialing into what does that feel like? What does that look like? Grace and peace and hope for all people, healing, you know, all of these things. It's really hard for us to imagine that fully.
Right.
And I think that's where we kind of get tripped up, because then we're like, well, it will never happen here, this side of things. You know, until Jesus comes to his full glory, comes back,
right.
Which is hard for us to imagine that too. And I think we've just lived this culture for so long of it being two separate things that it's exciting to me to talk about it not being that. I'm really excited about this series that we've embarked on here at Broadway, and we invite friends to listen to the sermon series and come back here to talk about it further. But I think reframing our minds to what God told us and tells us over and over in Scripture of what that is,
right.
And that it's not a place we're going, it's a place where we're inviting and building together.
Right.
And you know, we don't know what that looks like on the other. We just don't know. And that's not, I mean, that we could talk about that for days and days and days. But I think the important part is, you know, this prayer gives us clues of what to even look for. God's provision, you know, his daily bread, which could be physical or emotional or whatever we need. That
any lifeblood, you know, that gives us, you know, worth and gives us meaning and gives us, you know, strength.
Right, exactly. Ultimately. Yeah. And then our relationships, you know, the whole part about trespasses, like where do I need to review my spirit and my wholeness and where maybe I've messed up in a relationship, and how can I extend grace to others and in forgiveness and then recognizing their brokenness. I just think throughout that prayer, it just gives us ways to kind of live into this kingdom that's here, that's active, right. and leaking out, you know, how can we continue to participate and lean in? And I just think that's, you know, just again, how like Jesus, you know.
You know, I think one thing we hadn't talked about, but I think we both will recognize very easily, and most that are listening, is how incredibly challenging it is to see the potential of what's being the vision that's being painted in this prayer, or the promise that's being offered in this prayer, if we experience this prayer in a vacuum, alone, as an individual, and don't see the power of locking arms and connecting in community with others, and you know, seeing the potential of God's kingdom here on earth might be challenging if we're just trying to see that alone.
Yes. And you know, we're always saying here on the podcast that God is at work in all people, in all places, at all times.
Yes.
And as a faith community, of course, we pray this prayer in worship together, and we're inviting everyone to pray it individually as well. But I think you're right. If we don't think about the power, if everyone is praying this together with that mindset of it's not just for me, it's for all of us. And collectively, if we're all looking and leaning in and paying attention, that's power.
Yes.
That's God's incredible movement working in us, through us, around us, among us. And I just think that's, I just think that's exciting. So anyway, we're going to keep talking about this.
Yes.
We invite you back. We're going to try to engage in this prayer in a lot of different ways, from just conversation, praying it together.
Right.
We invite you to join us in the next few weeks as we continue to unpack this and just be on this journey together of how we can draw close to God and really, really lean into what He's doing and what His kingdom is all about.
Well, you are loved today, and we invite you back next week. And until next time, may He cover you in His rich mercy and His peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.